sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school volleyball.
24-22, and the serve by Baker. Just got over, picked up by Boland. Set Wiseman, back to Boland. She'll lob it over the double team. Opportunity here, Baker sets to the outside. Jordan's swing is dug out by Fowler. Set by Wiseman to the outside. Boland, it's too wide, it's out of bounds. And Gibbon has picked up the win in three sets.
Today is live coverage of the Gibbon Tri featuring two state-rated teams in Minden and Kearney Catholic. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
And Connor serve. This will be played to Brand. Here is the set by Craddock to the outside. Sorehand blocked, and the Stars win the opening game. Baum and Anderson were there.
All three squads have started their season undefeated and look to keep that momentum going tonight. It's the Gibbon Triangler coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Gibbon High School with sports director Doug Duda right after this message from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone, from Gibbon High School. It is match two of tonight's Gibbon Volleyball Triangular. Doug Duda, producer, engineer Stacy Johns with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. And this is the match that everybody has come to see tonight between two of the best teams in the listening area in central Nebraska and in the state, especially in C1. 7-0, top-ranked Kearney Catholic. 5-0, third-ranked Minden. Play for the first and what will be the only time until we anticipate their sub-district meeting, which they also have Gibbon and St. Paul in their sub-district. But tonight, can Minden knock off Kearney Catholic, coming off probably the best weekend in program history, winning the very prestigious Beatrice Tournament with the likes of Waverly, Grand Island Northwest, Council Bluffs, St. Albert, and Lincoln Pius X, who's now an A in the defending Class B champion. Kearney Catholic went 6-0 and won the whole tournament. And if they could get two more wins here tonight, you should anticipate to see them in the all-class top 10 from the Omaha World Herald later on this week. For Minden, they're 5-0. They defeated Gibbon earlier tonight, 25-11, 25-10. And they're coming off winning their own invitational, beating Grand Island Central Catholic in the final on Saturday. Gibbon will come back and play Kearney Catholic in our final match here this evening. But Ken Minden, who just has never beaten Kearney Catholic, we had been talking about that for years with Kearney Catholic, couldn't get over the hump beating Grand Island Central Catholic. Well, they finally did to get into the state finals last year before falling to SCOTUS. Minden had match point at Kearney Catholic last year and could not finish it. The Stars ended up winning it, and both, of course, went on to the state tournament yet again. So big test here tonight for Minden, and can Kearney Catholic, off that short turnaround from Saturday's emotional championship, be on their top of their game once again tonight? We'll find out. We'll look at the starting lineups, have a whole lot more on the New Tech Seed pregame show coming your way in a minute here on Classic Hits.
Mobile BankAll is here exclusively from Five Points Bank. It's the ultimate on-demand mobile banking service. You'll find three secure ways to access your banking information from your cell phone with internet access. Mobile BankAll from Five Points Bank gives you powerful features securely delivered through the account menu. Mobile BankAll allows you to view your account balances, pending activity, transfer money, pay bills, and view alerts. Enroll today. Mobile BankAll is a free service for internet banking customers at the Better Bank. Five Points Bank.
The spirit of success. You see it all over town. People who take pride in giving their best. At the Exchange Bank of Gibbon, we understand what it takes to succeed. That's why we are there for you every day, making your life better and our community stronger, all while striving for your success, helping you develop and grow. That's the goal of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon. Banking made simple. See the professional staff of the Exchange Bank of Gibbon today. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. Let's take a look now at the starting lineups for tonight's matchup between the Stars and the Whippets. And the starting lineups brought to you, as always, by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Minden Whippets, they'll go with the same lineup that they started against Gibbon. Number 4 is a 5'5" sophomore setter in L.A. Rouse. Number 13, 5'9" junior outside hitter Carly Bauer. Number 14, 5'9" senior middle hitter Sarah Ryan. Number 17, 5'10" senior right side hitter Olivia Steen. Number 15, 5'8" senior outside hitter Elena Boudreau. She led the team in kills earlier tonight against Gibbon. And number 2, 5'4" junior back row Shay Taylor. The libero, number 8, 5'1" junior Anisha Keene. Head coach of the Minden Whippets is Ed Rouse, assisted by Julie Radka and Chris Ostermuir. They are 5-0, ranked as high as number 3 in Class C1. For the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, number 9 is a 6'1" senior right side hitter, Theron Baum. Number 2, 5'6" senior outside hitter, Kaylin Brannigan. Number 7, 6'1" senior middle blocker, Bailey Sokolowski. Number 5, 5'7" junior setter, Shayla Connor. Number 1, 5'6" senior outside hitter, Michaela Mestel. And number 14, a 6-foot senior middle blocker, Megan Anderson. The libero is number 3, 5'4" sophomore, Morgan Studi. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars is Chris Connor, assisted by Amy Johnson, Lisa Sokolowski, and James Refidus. They are 7-0 on the season, ranked number 1 in Class C1, coming off the Beatrice Invitational Championship this weekend. That's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. We'll have more coming your way after this on Classic Hits.
Farming is a way of life here. It always has been and always will be. Today's farmers have a feel for the land. That shows in the harvest. They team up with Clevenger Farm Products to deliver their fuels and help save valuable time. Locally owned and operated, so the people behind the counter are the people you've known for years. People you can rely on. Whether you need fuels delivered or you get your fuel right there 24/7, pay at the pump in Gibbon and Kearney. For everyone who's nurturing the land, Clevenger Farm Products, proud to support the area athletes.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show. After tonight, Minden will be back home on Thursday to take on Phillipsburg, Kansas. And for Kearney Catholic after tonight, they will be at Adams Central on Thursday. Adams Central's got a brutal one. They have Hastings St. Cecilia tonight, who's number 1 in C2. And Adams Central Thursday will take on Kearney Catholic, who is number 1 here in C1. Then they host their own invite. Unfortunately, they've been rotating teams in and out of that Kearney Catholic Invitational for years, and they did not get an eighth team this year, so they had to go to pool play. But Kearney Catholic and St. Cecilia will be in the same pool. That's at 1:30 on Saturday, folks, if you get a chance. Number 1 versus number 1 right there, Kearney Catholic and St. Cecilia. Sutton is in that pool. The other pool will be Gibbon, Ravenna, Ord, and Concordia. Out of Omaha, who's been to the state tournament the last couple of years. It is a very, very good team. So Concordia was at the state tournament. Ord was a C2 runner-up last year. St. Cecilia and Kearney Catholic both ranked number 1 in their respective classes, with the championship scheduled for Saturday at 4:30. That'll get you done in time to watch and listen to the Huskers on Saturday as well. So if you get a chance, check out the Kearney Catholic volleyball invite this Saturday. That's a look at what's been going on in our pregame, brought to you by New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. It's Minden and Kearney Catholic. The opening serve is next.
Car insurance isn't about the car. It's about the precious cargo the car carries. It's about providing security and confidence that if an accident occurs, you'll be protected. I'm Dave Challey of Barney Insurance. As a local independent agent, we can design an insurance program that's just right for you and your family, providing safe, sound, secure insurance protection from Auto Owners Insurance. Stop by or give us a call.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And And welcome back to Gibbon. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Jeff Montgomery, Mike Kenton, the whole crew here at Gibbon for their hospitalities, tech crew and a lot more, and to you, the sponsors, for allowing us to bring you high school volleyball action. The Tuesdays this month for Kearney Catholic, that's when they're going to see some more competition. A couple of weeks down the road, state rated Wood River, and then 3 weeks from tonight, of course, Grand Island Central Catholic, their arch nemesis, will be taking them on. Right now, though, Minden is ready to serve it away here. They have won the toss. Allie Rouse will serve it as Minden moves from right to left. Kearney Catholic from left to right. And we're ready to get this battle of top three teams in C1 underway. As Rouse fires it away to Mestel. Here's the set, Connor. Sokolowski through the double block, and the Stars are on the board. Bailey Sokolowski went up against a strong double block of Steen and Ryan and was able to power it off across the net and down. Stars to serve it now, and Theron Baum will fire it just across the net. It's overpassed. Stars have to retreat to pick it up there with Brannigan. Set back to Kalen, who transferred in from Shelton. Drive is across. Minden's in the net on the set. And a point for Kearney Catholic, and they're up 2-0. With any slight underdog taking on a power, which you would have to consider Kearney Catholic tonight, you want to get off to a good start, so Minden does not want to fall behind 4-5-0 here out of the get-go. Right side attack, Bauer, and it's on the line. Goes cross court and gets the kill. Big swing by Carly Bauer to pick that kill up. Side out now for the Whippets, and Bauer will go serve it away. Prasoski checks in for the Stars. 2-1, Kearney Catholic opening set. And Bauer, who was a serving machine with 17 points against Gibbon, gets this across. Sokolowski rolls it back over and finds the opening. So Bailey Sokolowski with her second kill, and Kearney Catholic will get the volleyball back here, leading it 3-1. Coming in to serve will be Paige Herbert. Coach Chris Connor's got a lot of girls that she can use. She's got 10 suited tonight. You'll probably see them all. Serves across, set to the outside, Boudreaux. She's blocked by Sokolowski, who really got up there, but it's tipped back across by Ryan. Kearney Catholic outside, Mestel, termination. First kill for Michaela Mestel, and the Stars now up by a score of 4-1. Paige Herbert to serve it away. Herbert and Studi were sophomore and freshman last year that saw a lot of playing time. Now as sophomores are in there helping this Star team as the serve comes down the middle to Boudreaux. It's close to the net. Rouse could just tap it out, and it is knocked across and on the line by Olivia Steen. So out of necessity there, Minden just punching it across and got the break to get the kill. And they'll side out it into serve it away. Nicole Stewart and Sydney Stadler will rotate into the front row. Kearney Catholic 4, Minden 2 here in the first set. Stewart serve. They let it go. It's an ace. Ace serve for Nicole Stewart. And it's 4-3. A minute, a chance to tie here. Kearney Catholic kind of trying to dink her there a little bit. They actually had Prasoski standing out of bounds deep. And Studi opened up, and it was still inside that back line. This time it'll be taken by Herbert. Set Connor, middle Sokolowski, tips it over the double block, and there's nobody there. Bailey with her third kill, and it's 5-3 Stars. Rotating in, Megan Anderson. She's a 6-foot senior. They've got 6-foot, 6'1 all along that front row, and now Studi with that big jump serve just misses it deep and out of bounds. And Minden will get the side out, 5-4. Whippets trail by one. And sending it back, the left-hander, Olivia Steen, 5'10 senior, trying to tie things up early in game one. Mestel takes it in the middle, set outside for Anderson from off the net, drove it into the net, attack error, ties this game at 5. Minden and Kearney Catholic, 5-5 here in the first set, and Steen to serve it away. Minden a chance to take their first lead after being behind 4-1. Serve is across, picked up there by Herbert. Short set middle, and it's down by Mestel. That 1-2 combination of Mestel and Sokolowski, very dangerous. 6-5, your score. Scoreboard says 6-4, but I think everybody else knows that it is 6-5, and now they change that up. Shayla Connor now is serving away for the Stars. Kearney Catholic up by 1. She'll hit a very soft serve. Bauer comes up to play it to Rouse. Outside Stadler drives it across, dig by Herbert. Back set to Theron Baum, right side, not a lot on it, picked up by Bauer. Rouse sits outside. Here's Boudreaux into the double block, and did it stay in? No, it did not. It's out of bounds. Give Boudreaux the kill. One of those that was blocked, and it spun all the way down the width of the net and hit the referee standard, and it is 6-6. And Boudreaux back to serve it away. Mini jump serve, taken easily by Studi. Connor, set middle, Mestel up, ball down. So Mestel has three, Sokolowski has three, and the Stars lead it by a score of 7-6. Kaylin Brannigan re-enters the front row here for Kearney Catholic, and Paige Herbert will check out. And Brannigan doesn't have to be tall, but everybody knows how she can jump out of the gym as Mestel goes with a jump serve and puts it into the net. Point Minden, second service error, Kearney Catholic. Stadler back to serve and getting the libero in the right place. Now we'll see Sarah Ryan back in the front row. Had a couple of ace blocks against Gibbon earlier tonight. She's trying to team up and keep the height of Kearney Catholic in check. And how about an ace serve for Stadler? Sydney Stadler with an ace serve, and Minden has taken the lead here from number one Kearney Catholic, 8-7. Still early in the first set, but Minden with some confidence. Let's see if they can keep it rolling. Stadler serve a little deeper. Mestel has it with the pass to Connor. High set to the outside. Brannigan doesn't get it over. They're going to say it's four hits, 9-7. Coach Chris Connor, who you don't expect to have to get off the bench a whole lot this year, does right here. And it'll be Stadler looking for three in a row. Stadler serve. Down the middle, Mestel low to dig it up. Connor, short set, Theron bomb, big swing, and she'll get the kill. First kill for Theron, and makes it 9-8. Minden Stars will get the ball back. And checking in, Jamie McCann to serve it away. So Coach Connor has already used all 11 girls that she has suited up. Libero and the four subs have all been in the game, and it's 9-8 in the first set. Minden sets four back defensively as Jenna Denny, the sop, the freshman, comes in to play defense. Line drive, passed into the net, dug out, set over there by Shea Taylor. Here's the set to the outside. Stars go to Brannigan. She'll get the kill. Kaylin with her first kill, and Kearney Catholic is earning their points. 9 points, eight of them off kills. So Minden's not making mistakes, and that's the way it's going to have to be for them tonight. Carly Bauer waiting back as the serve by Jamie McCann goes into the net, and Minden takes the 10-9 lead with the serve to Allie Rouse. So we've made it once through the rotation here, and Rouse will serve it away. Takes a little extra time, bounces the ball, takes a running start at it, fires it over to Mestel. Connor sets Sokolowski over the double block. The dig is made Boudreaux. Here's the set, Rouse to the outside. Bauer, big swing, dig in the back row by Studi. It stays the back row. Brannigan has to pass it across, and Minden didn't pick it up. Brannigan gets a cheap one there, just what I was going to say, free ball opportunity for the Whippets here. The ball falls to the floor, and Theron Baum will now serve for Kearney Catholic. 10-10, game one here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Gibbon, and the World Wide Web, as always, at PlatteRiverPreps.com. First set, best of three between these two top five teams. And the serve. Line drive ace. 11-10, Kearney Catholic re-enters the lead as Theron Baum with the ace serve. And awaits to serve it again. Last year, Theron didn't serve as much. This year, she stays in that rotation for Coach Connor. Theron serve. Across it goes to Bauer. Good pass to Rouse. Back to Carly in the middle off the back foot. The dig is made by Studi. Passed into the back row to Mestel. Her swing is dug out by Boudreaux. Rouse, middle of the court, sets it. Bauer has to tip it over. Bauer gets the kill. Just the fourth kill here for the Minden Whippets. And Carly Bauer will tip it down to make it 11-11. Back to serve it away will be Carly Bauer. Prosaski in defensively here for the Stars as we play on in game one. The serve hit the line. Ace serve. Minden, Carly Bauer. That's their third ace here in the opening set. 12-11. Whippets with the lead. So Minden showing there for real, too. Can they keep it going? Bauer with the serve. They let it go. It's an ace. 13-11. That was just miscommunication in the back row. And it is a two-point lead for Minden, their first, second two-point lead. They were up 9-7. Now they're up 13-11 off back-to-back aces from Carly Bauer. And Bauer serve. Clipped the net. Got across. Picked up by Mestel. Set to the outside. Sokolowski. She hit it deep. Lofted it. 14-11. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. And Minden 14, Kearney Catholic 11. We're in the opening set here on Classic Hits.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden, relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Kearney Catholic timeout. Carly Bauer to serve. Strong serve across to the Stars. Go to Sokolowski. Partially blocked. The Stars not swinging as aggressively as they started to. Boudreau can just punch it over. Connor tries to dump it over, and in the net it goes. 15-11, Minden up by four. Kearney Catholic won all six matches over the weekend, but they did drop a couple of sets, so they are not perfect from that standpoint. As Carly Bauer has four in a row here, trying to make it five with the attack. Sokolowski slider on the right side. We'll get the ball back for the Stars, but a 5-0 run there by Minden has got them a little cushion here as Paige Herbert comes in to serve. It is 15-12. Kearney Catholic trailing. Minden with the lead. Over to Boudreau. Rouse sets right side. Here's the attack. Blocked up front by Sokolowski and Mestel on the attack from Sarah Ryan. 15-13, Herbert to serve. Minden would like to get that ball right back, keep that lead, keep the pressure on the number one Stars. Rouse set to the outside. Boudreau over the double block. Herbert tied up a little bit from the 10-foot line. Mestel with the swing. Again, drove it through the double block. Kept alive that time by Steen. Passed over to the back row. Stars slide. Sokolowski kill. Fifth kill for Bailey. And three in a row for Kearney Catholic. The lead now back down to one. 15-14. As Herbert stands at the service line, awaiting the ball to be retrieved, and now a chance for Kearney Catholic to wipe out the deficit in quick fashion. The serve. Down the middle it goes to Taylor. Dumped across by Rouse. Sokolowski ready, and she'll fire it right back at her for the kill. Sixth kill for Bailey Sokolowski. 15-15. Coach Ed Rouse on the knee, waiting to see what transpires here. Not using the timeout yet. I'm guessing if the Stars take the lead back, we'll see it. Herbert with the serve. But a missed pass in the back row. It stays there to Ryan. Has to be bumped over by Boudreau and is. Free ball here, Stars. Here's a set outside, and it's going to be blocked up there. One-on-one by Steen. Now they'll try to the right side, and it's down and good, Sokolowski. So Mestel got blocked. Sokolowski with the kill. Timeout, Minden. So we've seen each team put on 5-0 runs. It's Kearney Catholic 16, Minden 15 here on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
After the Minden timeout, each team has used one. It's Kearney Catholic 16, Minden 15. Paige Herbert still serving. They bring in the libero in Anisha Keene. She digs that out. It's passed back over. The Stars running it down. Half swing into the net by Mestel. Wasn't quite sure what to do with that. She was prepared to take a swing at it, but really didn't have the crispness of pass to her, so she decided to roll it, and rolled it into the net. So the Whippets now have the ball. Back into the front row, Sydney Stadler, and back to serve Nicole Stewart. Stewart had an ace serve last time she was back there. 16-16, your score. And the serve, a strong one across, but right at Mestel. Connor sets back to Sokolowski. Good dig, but nobody digs it out after the dig from Boudreau. It went right through the middle, and nobody touched it. And Sokolowski having a very solid first set. She's got 8 kills. But rotates out, and Studi comes into the back row. 17-16, Stars, game one. Earlier tonight, Minden swept Gibbon. Gibbon will play Kearney Catholic next, and the jump serve by Studi just missed the back line. So she's 0 of 2 on her serves tonight, probably missing by a total of about 7 inches. And now the serve by Steen, 17-all. She's number 17, gets it across from off the net. Anderson can't get it over. The Stars not as crisp as they were this weekend, missing some open looks here. And it's 18-17 Minden. Steen with the serve. This time it's right in the middle to Mestel. Played back to Michaela. She'll take the shot. Only one in the back row digs it up. That's Bauer. Set to Steen. Mistimed it. And the tack error gives Kearney Catholic the ball back. 18-18. It's been nip and tuck. Neither team is led by more than 3 points. Kearney Catholic was up 4-1. Minden went up 9-7. And then they did go up by 4, 15-11, but Kearney Catholic got 5 in a row, and we've been back and forth ever since, tied at 16-17 and now 18. Shayla Connor serves it across, picked up by Keene, set middle, Boudreau off the single block of Anderson, kept alive by Baum and Connor, and it's knocked over, free ball, slide right side, Stadler down and good. You can do a great job keeping that ball up, but it's that second time around when you haven't gotten back in position that's hard to keep it going. And Minden takes the lead, 19-18. Serve into the net, 19-19. That's the first service error for Minden. Kaylin Brannigan back into the front row here for the Stars. And Michaela Mestel to serve it away. Game one, tight right now, 19-all. Minden has done a good job with strong serving. They really don't have a lot of kills, though. Outside, Bauer tries to take care of that. Studi with a dig. Connor sets outside. Brannigan rolls it over the double block. Bauer got a hand on it. They're just going to be able to pass it across. Free ball, Stars. They slide right. Anderson. She'll drive it across. There's the dig by Denny. Slide right side. Stadler kill. Minden fans starting to believe here. It's 20-19 now. Minden to serve, and it's substitution time here for the Whippets. You're listening to Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Every game on the web and podcasted after the match for your convenience. Stadler to serve. Knuckles it over, cross court to Mestel. Set right side, Anderson goes near line and got the kill. Megan Anderson, her first kill of the match, the 15th of the game for Kearney Catholic. 20-20. Game one, and Jamie McCann enters to serve here for the Stars, trying to find a way to squeak out game one, or else Minden is going to have a ton of momentum. That clipped the net, just got across, good dig to the outside, Bauer tipped it over, it worked. Bauer with the off-speed tip there, had everybody in midair going, uh-oh. And Carly is going to get her third kill. Just the 7th kill for Minden compared to 15 for Kearney Catholic. But Minden leads 21-20. Rouse to serve. Floats it across to Studi. Passes off the mark, but Baum will return it. And it's in. And it's in. Theron Baum with the kill. Again, we've seen both teams recover when it looked like they were at the disadvantage and find a way to get the point. And now Theron Baum back to serve it away. 21-21. Serve across. Hit the ceiling. Trouble for Minden. And they won't get it back. It didn't hit the ceiling. It actually hit the basketball standard. 22-21. And a timeout called by Minden. We're heading into the home stretch of a tight game one. Stars 22, Whippets 21. We'll be right back on Classic Hits.
For over 50 years, Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor. Designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Count on the professionals. Call Tim and the gang to take care of your building today. Building Kearney is what they do. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 50 years. Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area sports.
More high school football action comes your way on Friday. Among the games we'll be covering, Kearney Catholic in their home opener as St. Paul rolls into town. 7 o'clock kickoff from Miles Field. Here it's Kearney Catholic 22, Minden 21, opening set of this battle of top three teams in C1. Theron Baum serving out of the Minden timeout for Kearney Catholic. Baum serve. Fires that one across. Picked up Minden. Right side the attack by Bauer, blocked, free ball above the net. Sokolowski tips down her ninth kill. 23-21. Kearney Catholic up by two. Bomb to serve. 2 points away from the set. Minden needs the ball back. Good serve across, picked up by Shea Taylor. To the outside, Steen, big swing. Back middle dig by Mestel. Slide Sokolowski off the block. It's on Minden's side. The up for Bauer from the 10-foot line. Lost it across, but nobody picked it up. Carly Bauer with her fourth kill. A break there for Minden as the Stars got caught a little flat-footed, but Bauer knew where to put it. 23-22, and Bauer to serve it away. Bauer takes a deep breath, and the little running serve down the corner to Mestel. It's trouble at the net, tipped over by Connor, though. Rouse sets it back for Bauer. Her back row attack dug out by Studi. Here's the slide. Sokolowski right side rolls it down. Kill number 10 in the opening game, and it is game point, Kearney Catholic, 24-22. And in to serve it away is going to be Paige Herbert. Game point Stars. As we await a scoring check, now we're ready to go. And Herbert serve, 24-22 to Boudreaux. Rouse runs it down, set it back to Elena. Left side attack, tipped up into the air, the dig, Prosaski. Outside, Mestel. Her attack is dug out in the back row, Denny. They'll set it to the outside for Boudreaux. Tips over the double block. Quick star, slide Sokolowski. Down and good, and Kearney Catholic wins game one. They adjusted quickly after a misstep, and the Stars able to take game one, although very competitive with Minden, 25-22. And we'll be back and look at the first set numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
People you know, community people, community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
Once again, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports throughout the season. Some outstanding volleyball going on right now. First set, Kearney Catholic defeats Minden 25-22. For Minden, Sydney Stadler, two service points. One was an ace, two kills. Carly Bauer, four service points. Two of them aces, four kills. Elena Boudreaux, a kill. Nicole Stewart, an ace serve. And Olivia Steen, two service points, one kill. Minden, eight kills, no ace blocks, four ace serves. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel had an ace block and three kills. Kaylin Brannigan, two kills. Bailey Sokolowski, 11 kills in the opening game. Theron Baum, four service points. One was an ace, two kills. Jamie McCann, a service point. Megan Anderson, a kill. And Paige Herbert, five service points. 19 kills for Kearney Catholic. One ace block, one ace serve. So they earned 21 of their 25 points, telling you Minden only made four errors. Now on the other side, eight kills, four ace serves for Minden. Kearney Catholic also made a lot of errors, which helped Minden take the lead and stay in this. So if Minden can pick up their offense like we know they can, they might have a real good shot here in set two. But let's see if Kearney Catholic found their stride there after trailing by a score of 20-19. They come back and win it 25-22. And we'll be back with the second set from Gibbon right after this.
Listen to your mother. Most accidents happen close to home. Whether true or not, if your home is in central Nebraska, Eustis Body Shop can be quick to get you back into business in no time.
I received a quick estimate. They handled the insurance. They lent me a car, and they were done when they said they'd be.
Hello, I'm Doug Keller of Eustis Body Shop. Our experienced people and state-of-the-art equipment are an investment in getting your car back to factory specs faster. Visit us at facebook.com/Eustis Body Shop, where we take the dent out of accident.
And it will be Kearney Catholic to serve it away with Theron Baum to begin our second set. And here we go. Power on the outside. Big swing and Stewie with a dig. Connor sets back row. Mestel rolls it over the middle block and in the net. Called on Minden. That's a tough one when the attack's coming out of the back row. But just catching the net for the Whippets. And Theron Baum will give Kearney Catholic the lead. Baum serve. Strong down the middle to Boudreaux. Passes off the mark to Bauer. Has to be bumped across there by Ryan. Free ball star. Slides Sokolowski off the net. A one arm up by Rouse. And they're struggling to get it back, and they will not get it back as the ball comes up into the stands and give Sokolowski her 12th kill. If it hadn't caught that net, Minden was in position to make the play. And Bob will stand back there at the service line. Kearney Catholic got out to a 4-1 lead in game one. Serve to Boudreaux. Rouse sets outside Bauer through the double block, but it's also out. And there was no tip, so 3-0 Stars. Kearney Catholic won the first set 25-22. Earlier tonight, Minden defeated Gibbon 25-11, 25-10. And Baum will serve it into the net. She'll come out. Prasoski will come into the back row defensively. Gibbon and Kearney Catholic have our final match coming up later this evening. Allie Ross now to serve it away for Minden. And she'll float it just across the middle, picked up by Studi. Set outside Brannigan. She'll go cross court, dug out there by Shea Taylor. To the outside, it's rolled over by Bauer. Prasoski with the dig, short set middle. Sokolowski is blocked up there by Bauer. And Ryan keeps the ball alive, and Ryan floats it into the back row, which is where it will stay. Brannigan gets a swing on it and puts it down. So Mestel able to take over the center duty and got it up to Kaylin Brannigan, who's able to drive it home, and it seems like Brannigan has fit right in here with the Stars. They really haven't missed a beat, but when you plug good players in with other good players, it doesn't take long to get accustomed. It's like going to an all-star game, and that's kind of what it looks like for Kaylin, who had a great career with some great kids over at Shelton the last 3 years. Here is Bauer tipping it through the double block right above there. It's Mestel shoving it over. Can Minden get it back? Boudreaux will from the back row. Dig Prasoski. Short set Sokolowski. Good dig that time by Shea Taylor. Good rally going here. Outside Mestel for the Stars. Hits the line. Fourth kill for Michaela Mestel. That showed the athleticism of both teams right there during that run. At 5-1, Paige Herbert serving again. Stars were able to battle that first set and get it 25-22. Here's the back set. It's off the mark. Bauer tips it across. Sokolowski got a hand on it. Set it to Mestel. Everybody's in one area, and Mestel's wide. So the attack error gives Minden the point. It's 5-2. Bauer back to serve it away. More volleyball coming your way on Thursday. Kearney's playing Hastings. Wood River's got their try with Ward and Centura. Wood River state-rated. Friday, it's football. Serves across to Stronglund. Set to the outside. Mestel through the double block. It's good, even though Rouse made a heck of a move to keep that ball up. Coming out of nowhere just to get a fist on it. Stars up 6-2. Sokolowski out. Studi to serve. Herbert and Prasoski in the back row. And the jump serve. Studi had trouble the first set, but gets that one in. Set to the outside. Boudreaux, big drive home. First kill of the second set for Minden belongs to Elena Boudreaux. And now Taylor and Ryan will check out. Into the front row will be Stadler. And back to serve Nicole Stewart. 6-3, Kearney Catholic, game two. The opener went to the Stars, 25-22. Serve into the back corner to Studi. Put up there by Connor. Mestel got a good swing, but she hit it too hard, and out of bounds it goes. So again, kind of the same story. The Stars are setting the pace here, but they've made enough errors that Minden has been able to hang around. If Minden just get a little offense going here, as that serve goes into the net, that might be what evens this thing out. Re-entering will be Anisha Keene as the libero for Minden, and Theron Baum into the front row for Kearney Catholic, and Prasoski will check out. Chandler Connor now to serve it away for the Stars, leading it 7-4. Short set Rouse in the middle, Stadler, blocked by Anderson, up is made. Boudreaux takes a quick swing, and it's tipped across by Mestel, and good off the nice dig from Herbert. Mestel took advantage of the great defensive play by Paige Herbert, and Kearney Catholic leads it 8-4. That ball would have been down against most teams that Minden set across, but that's why the competition level's so high tonight, as Connor gets her first service point and make it 2 with an ace. 9-4, Kearney Catholic, timeout Minden. Kearney Catholic won the opening set 25-22, and they lead it 9-4, game 2 here on Classic Hits.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers
Look, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And we are back here at Gibbon. As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors. Out of the Minden timeout, the attack driven across there, and a great dig by Studi, returned over to the Whippets, and Rouse sets up Boudreaux, lofts it into the back corner. Studi gets it. Short set middle, Anderson powers it across, and Rouse with a dig. Steen will set it over. It's overset, and Theron Baum is there for the free ball put away. Anderson and Baum, either one could have taken a swing at that one. And it is 10-4 down, Kearney Catholic. Shayla Connor with three straight from the service line, including an ace. Gets it over to Keene. Here's Rouse, set middle. Boudreaux off the tip, I believe. No, they're going to say it was not off the tip. It's out of bounds. 11-4. So Kearney Catholic going on one of those runs that is hard to overcome. 11-4. Stars with a lead. And into the net it goes. Service error. Connor was trying to take a little something off that one, and into the net it went. So back to serve it away will be Olivia Steen for Minden. And the lefty floats it down the middle to Studi. Connor chases it down, gets it to Theron Bomaday outside. Her attack too strong. And point Minden. Minden has found a way to take advantage of Kearney Catholic errors and pick up a couple quick points when they do make one. Let's see if Steen can do that here. At Studi, Connor slides Anderson right side, over everybody, and down and good. That is the one difference that Kearney Catholic's going to have an advantage over most teams they play. Even a good, tall, athletic Minden team, they're still taller than them and still able to elevate over their blocks from time to time, and that's not going to happen to Minden much this year. And Michaela Mestel now back to serve it away. Floats it in the middle to Keene. Good pass to Rouse. Sets to the outside to Stadler. Her attack is dug out there by Studi. Set to the outside. Brannigan off the double block for the kill. Number 4 for Kaylin Brannigan. 13-6 now for the Stars. Mestel looking for her second service point. Wastes no time. Down the middle, ace. And the Stars now starting to pull away from the Whippets. You just don't expect to lose many matches this year because they don't. They've been in some tough districts, either win it or go on a wild card lately. The attack here, Boudreaux hit the net and it kicked out of bounds. Stars have 4 more in a row, and it was 7-4. They're on an 8-2 run, 15-6. Mestel serve to Boudreaux, close to the net. Rouse had to dump it across. Anderson picks it up, set right side for Theron. Bomb into the back corner, picked up there by Denny. To the outside, Boudreaux over swing into the net. It goes. Point, Kearney Catholic. And it is 16-6. So now Minden is starting to make some errors. They weren't doing that early on. And a timeout going to be called here by Coach Rouse, his final one. Kearney Catholic took the opening set 25-22, and they've pulled away for a 16-6 lead in Game 2 here on Classic Hits.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Out of the timeout, Mestel, a serve, gets the ace, goes off the line over here, an arm stuck out, but not enough to keep it in play for Minden. Mestel now with five in a row, including a couple of aces, and it is 17-6. Kearney Catholic rolling here in Game 2, looking for their eighth win, a short serve. Denny got it to the outside, Boudreaux, good swing, dug out Mestel, can only be rolled over by Brannigan, who hustled after it. Now Rouse sets it, here's Boudreaux, blocked up front by Therenbaum, dig is made, pass back over to the Stars. They'll get into their offense, set a little off the mark, but Anderson adjusts, and with that 6-1 frame is able to flick it over. Megan Anderson, 18-6. And now Coach Ed Rouse is going to start using some substitutions. Anything to try and slow it down, get that ball back. Here comes freshman Rebecca Stewart in. And Mestel, line drive at Keene. Rouse sets back row for Bauer. She's been stuck back there, one of their top hitters, and this swing goes into the net. Point Kearney Catholic. So after struggling just a little bit in the first game, Stars are really putting it on here. Stewart gets the play into the net on Kearney Catholic. That was such a short serve. The ball only got about 2 feet over on a high lofting serve, and the Stars into the net. Side out Minden. And they're going to leave Rebecca Stewart in there to serve it away at 19-7. Kearney Catholic lead. Stewart, strong serve. Studi with a dig. Here's the set to the right side. Therenbaum blocked up front. Ace block, Carly Bauer. First block of this match for the Whippets. And there's usually no give up in this ball club. But they're going to play here till the end, and that showed it there. Long way to go, but let's see if they can make a dent in this 12-point deficit. Serve across to Mestel. Set to the outside. Brannigan off the block. The dig is made in the back row by Denny. Set to Bauer. She'll roll it over the double block. The dig by Connor. Set back row to Mestel. She'll drive it over to Keene with the dig. Here's Denny setting on the outside from the 10-foot line. Taken across by Bauer. Stars dig and go to Brannigan. She'll power it down. Fifth kill for Kaylin Brannigan. 20-8 Stars. McCann in to serve. And Sokolowski into the front row. Just to tell you the difference in sets, Bailey had 11 kills in the first set, one here in the second. Because she, just the way the rotation went, had not been in that front row. McCann now to serve. And Rutt comes in, Rachel Rutt comes in for Minden. Serves across, play made, Rouse to the outside. Here's Bauer, and it is out of bounds. But tipped, so they'll give the kill to Bauer. They'll say Carly Bauer gets her fifth kill off the touch from the Stars. Or are they just going to call in the net? They might have called in the net. And nonetheless, it'll be Minden ball. And coming into the ballgame, Ryan again. Sarah will check in here for Minden. Don't forget at the end of every match, the Misco Sports postgame show with all the final stats. We still have one more match to bring you tonight between Kearney Catholic and Gibbon. And Rutt to serve into the net. Got a good crowd on hand from the Kearney Catholic and Minden contingent. Gibbon hanging in there pretty good along the far side as they wait for their girls to take the court again. Minden beat Gibbon in the first match tonight, 25-11, 25-10. Therenbaum serves it across. Slide right side, Ryan a long way to go. She's blocked by Sokolowski and Brannigan. Bailey with her first ace block, 22-9, Kearney Catholic. And Theron fires it across. Picked up there by Bauer. Ryan has to set it back row. They will go to Boudreaux. Dugout stars. Brannigan on the outside. Finds a seam, but it's dug out by Taylor. And Carly Bauer rolls it across the middle. Bomb with the dig. Short set. Sokolowski drives it over. Taylor got a hand on it, but not enough to keep it alive. Kill number 13 for Bailey Sokolowski. 23-9. 2 points away. Serve into the net. Back over to Minden. And re-entering the game will be Olivia Steen for the Stars. Allie Prasoski will check in to play back row. And Allie Rouse now to serve it away. A couple of Allies, a couple of Olivias here tonight. And Rouse floats this one deep middle to Studi. Connor chases it down to the outside. Brannigan drives it through the double block. It's passed across, but out of bounds. And Brannigan, with the kill, brings us to match point here for the Stars at 24-10. And Paige Herbert is going to go in and serve it away. 24-10, Stars serving for the match here to go to 8-0. And Herbert served a lot of topspin, hit the net. It's passed back over by Boudreaux. Overpass, free ball. Connor terminates, and that's your match. That is the end of the match. On a strong serve by Herbert, Shayla Connor gets her only kill, and Kearney Catholic sweeps Minden here tonight, 25-22 and 25-10. So last year, three sets. This year, two sets between these two perennial powers. Kearney Catholic goes to 8-0. Minden suffers their first loss at 5-1, and we expect to see them matched up again, but not until the sub-district final. We'll be back with the Misco Sports Postgame Show and all the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Can't seem to find the right school car, truck, or SUV you've been looking for? See the professionals at Killian Motors. They may not have it on the lot, but they can find it for you. Trust Killian's to keep your current car running longer by bringing it in for routine service. Oil changes every 3 months or 3,000 miles, and regular maintenance can keep your car running better and longer. You're heading in the right direction for service, savings, and selection. Killian Motors, where people come back time after time since 1979, 8th and Central, Kearney. This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown personal service at Foster Family Food in Elm Creek and Gibbon. Your satisfaction is always the number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
And welcome back to Gibbon. It's time now for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco Sports, get your game on, keeping your local school geared up for every season. Misco Sports, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. The marquee matchup of the night goes to Kearney Catholic in straight sets over Minden. In the second set, Minden only managed a couple of kills. Carly Bauer had an ace block and a kill. Elena Boudreaux had a kill. Nicole Stewart, Olivia Steen, and Rebecca Stewart all had one service point, and that was it for Minden. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, 7 service points, 2 of them aces, 3 kills. Kaylin Brannigan, 4 kills. Shayla Connor, 4 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Bailey Sokolowski, an ace block, 2 kills. Theron Baum, 5 service points, 1 kill. Megan Anderson had 2 kills. And Paige Herbert had 2 service points. 13 kills, 1 ace block, and 3 ace serves as Kearney Catholic beats Minden in the second set to win the match 25-10. We'll be back and take a look at the cumulative stats after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
This broadcast is brought to you in part by Aurora Co-op in Minden, proud to be a community, academic, and athletic supporter. Find an Aurora Co-op location near you for all you need to keep your everyday life running. Aurora Co-op is the place to stop. With pay at the pump, you can fill up when you need to 24/7. We appreciate all the athletes and coaches for your hard work in and out of the games. Aurora Co-op has locations serving you where you go. Go with it.
Nabisco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront at Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field, or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Back on the Misco Sports postgame show, here's a look at your cumulative stats. First of all, for Minden, Sydney Stadler, 2 service points. 1 was an ace, 2 kills. Carly Bauer, 4 service points. 2 of them were aces. She had an ace block and a team-high 5 kills. Elena Boudreau, 2 kills. Nicole Stewart, 2 service points. 1 was an ace. Olivia Steen, 3 service points, 1 kill. And Rebecca Stewart had 1 service point. Just 10 kills for Minden, 1 ace block, and 4 ace serves. The Whippets will fall to 5-1 on the season. The third-ranked team in C1 will be at home to take on Phillipsburg, Kansas in a duel on Thursday, then head to Ogallala for the Southwest Conference Tournament, which they'll be the favorite in, but Ogallala also state-rated, and that's coming up on Saturday. For Kearney Catholic, Michaela Mestel, 7 service points, 2 of them were aces. She had an ace block and 6 kills. Kaylin Brannigan, 6 kills. Shayla Connor, 4 service points, 1 was an ace, 1 kill. Bailey Sokolowski, an ace block and a match-high 13 kills. Theron Baum led the team in serving with 9 points, 1 was an ace, 3 kills. Jamie McCann had a service point, Megan Anderson, 3 kills, and Paige Herbert, 7 service points. Kearney Catholic, pretty efficient, 32 kills, 2 ace blocks, and 4 ace serves as the Stars improve to 8-0 with a 25-22, 25-10 win over Minden. The number one Stars in Class C1 will be at Adams Central Thursday, host their own Kearney Catholic tournament where St. Cecilia and Sutton are in their pool. Ord and Concordia, along with Ravenna and Gibbon, are in the other pool, and they host that on Saturday. Going to be a quick turnaround here. We're only going to take about a 10-minute break before we're back with Kearney Catholic and Gibbon in our final match. So for our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks for listening to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Minden goes 1-1 here today. They beat Gibbon 25-11, 25-10. Kearney Catholic takes the second match from Minden 25-22 and 25-10. Gibbon and the Stars coming up in moments. Keep it here on Classic Hits.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio.